seated. Before I get started, I just wanted to say that I'm very pleased with the acolytes that I've had over the last, I think, 15 years or so. They've all been very good. I do want to point out that we have about twice as many acolytes as we normally do, but that since most of them are teenagers, they listen to me just about as much as they listen to their parents. So while they're being recognized from afar, so I appreciate your support in that. Now in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Today we make an important transition in our Christian year. As a liturgical body, we know that our church starts with Advent, goes into Christmas, and then Epiphany. That's the Christmas cycle. The Easter cycle begins today with Lent, Holy Week, Easter, the Ascension, and then Whitsunday, or Pentecost, leading to the long season of Trinity as the next cycle. Let's think a bit about how these cycles interact. In the weeks between, since the beginning of Advent, all of our liturgics, the collects, the epistles, the gospels, the daily office, they've all been about one theme: the expectation, the coming, and the manifestation of the Son of God in our midst. As St. John said, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Today starts the second cycle, and we turn our minds and hearts to salvation liturgy, Jesus' ministry, his suffering and sacrifice, his triumph at Easter and Ascension, and then his sending of the Holy Spirit. The three Latin Sundays, Septuagesima, Sexagesima, and Quinquagesima, can be thought of as a preparation for that second cycle, and the lessons for today should be thought of in that way. The history of the selection of lessons, or as we call it, the lectionary, is over 1,000 years old, and some of it, including today's lessons, goes back to the early Christian times with very few alterations. And as we still use that ancient common lectionary, we need to remember the history and rationale, some of which has been forgotten by others. For instance, in the early church, Septuagesima was the beginning of Lent, when the new Christians, who are also called catechumens, first came to the church to begin preparing for Easter baptism. We at CHC have started to reclaim that early tradition, as we had baptisms last Easter Eve, and we'll hopefully have some this year as well. But think what today's lessons would have meant for those catechumens. St. Paul in the epistle would have reminded them of the discipline necessary to live a Christian life. Like those athletes in the games at Corinth, they must direct all of their energies in winning the prize. Not the crown of the laurel leaves that falls apart quickly, but the all-important crown of everlasting life. And as to the gospel about the workers in the vineyard, the early Christians were indeed familiar with the long days of working in the heat, and even with the persecutions and sometimes torture they endured to profess their Christianity, they understood that the new members among them deserved the same reward, as did the laborers that received the same pay, regardless of the time worked. They all understood in the end that their salvation was not something that they earned, but was a gracious gift from God. Conditions have changed somewhat. Lent does not begin today, but the lectionary has not changed. We still have the same lessons and readings, and we have kept them because these 3 weeks are important first steps in our preparation for Lent and for what follows. Christian life has not changed. It is a life of discipline of mind, a discipline of heart, and a discipline of spirit. We must not run the race erratically. We must train ourselves with humility, thankfulness, charity, and sacrifice, with an eye on our final goal. Because for all of our hard work and dedication, we do not earn salvation. It is a free gift of God's grace and mercy. God calls us to the vineyard, some in the 11th hour, and a reward is that free and generous gift. As the Master said, "Is it not lawful for me to do as I will with my own?" We have not earned it. It is ours by faith alone. So these two points are what I leave you with: our Christian discipline and God's free gift of salvation. Let's try to tie a little relevance to today. Well, to put it mildly, our world is in a bit of upheaval. People are shouting at the top of their lungs, and when they're doing that, no one can truly listen to the other point of view. I'm a bit concerned for our great young people today, as they are about to inherit a world where they feel they're going to have to choose a side and condemn the other one. But if we can all remember that these divisive issues are ours, invented by us in the sins of greed and envy, pride, bigotry, not of God's. We need only to have the discipline in our Christian roots and know that the prize will be ours if we keep the faith. As St. Paul said, so run that you may obtain. Amen.